So we figured we'd talk about Scorpion. We've all seen little bits of Scorpion. The TV series, I'm sure there's probably very many movies with a Scorpion in the title.
Scorpion springs to mind, which was also a really bad TV
Scorpion
series.
Scorpion King!
And
terrible, terrible
one.
Movie.
Yes.
But Scorpion, the TV series, which is apparently Scorpion. Apparently a true-ish story based on the life of Walter O'Brien, fourth brainiest person in the known existence of the world, apparently.
Well, not according to what we see in Scorpions,
no,
but we'll believe it.
I mean, we have talked about dropping a USB cable from a plane flying overhead.
We did. That's true.
That was an odd moment, yes.
That was an odd moment. So it's a bunch of very smart people who have no concept whatsoever how to deal with the world. You know, low EQ, high IQ kind of people. And them being a team.
Somewhat questionable teams. At Thunderman, we've got our really highly intelligent protagonist in Walter. We've got our specialist in neuro-linguistic programming and psychology and all of that, who
That's
doesn't
Toby.
Understand people at all, but you know, he's the predicting how people will behave
guy.
Well,
yeah, he can do that.
We have our mechanical guy. And we've got our mathematical genius. The girl is a mechanical one. And then they have to bring in their special third normal person to come in and translate, who's quite
pretty. I don't know that they had to bring her in. It's just that they happened to be, you know, in the first episode, working in the cafe where her genius
plot-wise,
small child
they felt
was.
They had to bring in a normal person. Oh. So.
And it's all played by relatively unknown actors.
Who will probably stay relatively unknown after the series.
The only big name is Robert Patrick, who's you know, been a Terminator,
FBI,
he's been an X-Files, he's been in everything in the world. He's the sort of the FBI contact, I guess.
It's an insane, stupid, over-the-top series that I surprisingly enjoyed because, in fact, in spite of being absolutely impossible to believe any of the science or the solutions or the logic, it's still sufficiently over-the-top to be enjoyable anyway. Because they get those weird, I mean, it's a standard, you know, crime of the week, we've got to solve it, solve some sort of mystery or whatever. And so my favourite moment is one where the planes are coming into the airport and they suddenly realise, horribly, a virus has got into the airport computer and
it
can't land them anymore because the computer doesn't work, you see, because of the virus. And so I said, do the backups, but the backups have the virus too.
Yes.
So then in emergency, they work out where the backups are kept. And race off to get to and manage to successfully predict which, because they have no notes, but the guy is this old and he does this in his right hand. He probably put it there. That must be the backup. So they grab it thanks to their genius
skills. That wasn't where the backup was. That was the, we need to phone someone who has an analog phone.
Oh, that comes on later. Yeah, that's true. But it also did something to predict which of the drives must be the right one and go through all this rubbish. And I'm sitting there thinking, well,
they could have just phoned someone.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to be brought down by a single damn backup. It's a single problem in the virus. You've got other backups. It's not this big deal. Otherwise, this is the worst place ever. And I didn't care. Because when, in spite of all their other problems, they can command a plane to fly 10 feet above another moving car as it's driving along a runway, dropping out a USB cable so they can take the backup software that
plug
was installed on the plane and then install it back in the airport and then land the planes. You think this is so stupid, I'm enjoying this.
Absolutely.
As opposed to them just transmitting the backup software.
There are reasons they couldn't do that. Because obviously analog phones, just moved between towers too fast. They couldn't do it.
the pilot was able
to sit 10 feet above the ground in a jumbo or whatever it was, just following the car, but wasn't able to make it the extra 10 feet down and land.
Yeah, I think there was a reason for that, but I can't work out what it was. But
landing
anyway,
gear was stuck. Or
No. Everything was fine. It's just apparently you can't make 10 feet further and get onto the ground.
Yeah. So the pilot has enough skill to track a moving vehicle on the airport.
I think the airport.
But not enough skill to land the plane.
No, I think that was all to do with it was a small airport. Too big a plane, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, not the point. I don't think it's the point of the show at all. It's just weird puzzle solving with people that are completely dysfunctional but apparently very intelligent. So I'm enjoying it. I find it highly amusing. So that's what I have to say about it.
No, I really enjoyed it. It was worth watching.
Yeah.